Track Film Radio. This is Niccolò Comotti for Young Audience Awards, a wonderful little award that is going to link 25 different cities all together, three films in competition, and of course one only award. And today, to talk a bit more about it, I've got a very special guest. Her name is Corina Downing. Welcome.
Hello, morning.
So, Corina, I did a little introduction for Young Audience Awards. You have a wonderful experience in awards in general, and also in film and filmmaking. In fact, you are a BFI programmer. And I want to ask you, as a first question, how did it all start, your partnership, let's say so, with the Young Audience Awards?
Okay, for us it started in 2013 because the BFI Children's Film Programmer, Justin, was one of the people who selected the nominated films that year when there were just 9 countries involved in the jury.
Fantastic. And as a programmer, how do you think it's important having this sort of awards, especially trying to involve young audiences in it?
I think it's really important, partly because it's really fun and it's a really different thing, that it's not just them in a room by themselves in London, but it's children all over the world at the same time, all over Europe. So that's one thing. It's kind of unique and has that kind of special value. Also because I think increasingly young people are able to make their own informed decisions about what they want to watch at any time, whether it be film or other medium. And to be involved in programming and making choices about films to watch is very important, that it's not just adults making those decisions for them.
Exactly, and I'm going to link directly to the point that you just raised, which is, you know, the fact that actually, I don't want to call it that name, but anyway, let's say so, youngsters are pretty much already well endowed with interpreting images. You know, visual literacy is everywhere. You know, the visual language is pretty much all over the place. But there's always a sort of underestimating approach towards young audiences, as if they're not able to interpret and create a visual awareness. Throughout your, let's call it this journey, since the beginning, did you see the improvement that you wanted, or you think we're still kind of lagging behind?
Sorry, do you mean for the Young Audience Award itself, or for sort of film literacy more generally?
In general, actually. Of course, like the Young Audience Awards is a very, you know, it's a wonderful plus in this kind of matter, but I'm just talking about in general mm-hmm. terms right now.
Yeah, I think things are, that definitely in effect the educators are being more creative with the ways that they are finding ways for young people to get involved, and for them to be involved as programmers, curators, judges is one way, and I think that's really important. But I think it's also important that in the same way that young people, if they want to make a film, will watch films and then understand lots of production techniques, that they will become better filmmakers if they watch a lot of films before they start making films quite often, or they will be great filmmakers if they don't watch a single film and they can make it up themselves. I think also as programmers or as judges, the more that they can watch, the better, and the bigger range that they can watch, the better. And I think especially in the UK, there is a lot of work still to do to be sure that young people can watch a big range of films in order to educate themselves to make more informed decisions as judges or programmers.
Exactly, as you said, there's a lot more to be done. You know, for example, our radio, we're trying to humbly tackle this issue with Fred at School, our you know, a creative and innovative project that, you know, links 8 different countries right now, but probably is going to be double up next year. Of course, to enhance film literacy among young audiences. But why do you think film per se used to be a young medium? Now it's got almost a century of age. Why do you think is not implemented regularly in secondary education?
I think every country probably has its own reasons. In the UK, I think there are a couple of kind of key reasons. One is that film is sort of not seen sometimes as kind of as serious an art form as fine art or theatre or so on. It's also because in the curriculum, film is increasingly used to for different ages to help them understand different subjects. Mm-hmm. But actually to study film or media itself is quite often only for students who are age 15 or older, so younger children don't get that experience in school. There are organisations in the UK, such as the British Film Institute and another one, Interfilm, which work specifically in schools, but this doesn't reach all schools. I think it's also a film industry issue in the UK. In terms of the range of films there are for young people, it's very, very limited. It's mainly US films. And just because we were going to talk today, I just found some figures here just in terms of how many subtitled films are shown in the UK. It's very, very few, to give you an idea in general. In 2013, 40% of UK cinema releases were not English language, but they only generated 2% of total box office. And so of that, children's films would be absolutely tiny. And so that's just kind of gives you an idea of the variety. Even if the will is there and there are people who can promote this in schools and out of schools, actually to find the material is not always easy.
Well, we'll try anyway.
We've made an effort,
exactly. With Fred at School, I'm very glad that you mentioned Interfilm, which is a beautiful organization. Of course, the beautiful BFI and the Young Audience Awards that are going to be happening this Sunday on 3rd of May. And I thank you very much, Corina, for being with us in this conversation. And hopefully see you soon around London or maybe in one of those 25 different cities.
Indeed.
Thank you again.
Thank you.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.